Good evening. Welcome to Kennett County High School and the 2022 award ceremony for our graduating seniors this year. We would like to start out by recognizing our top 10 honors. As I call your name, can you please assemble to my right? Mrs. Emma Haley, number 10. Number 9, Autumn Barrett. Number 8, Garrett Goff. Didn't attack our boys here. Number 7, Daisy Taylor. Number 6, Ryan Scott. Number 5, Chase Prater. Number 4, Tristan Darrow. Number 3, Haley Wagner. And our salutatorian, Mr. Nolan Bell. And our valedictorian, Ms. Jalen Bain. I would like to present to you as their posing for a picture, our top 10 for the class of 2022. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Megan Klingler. I'm the English Department Chair. I will be presenting the English Department Award and Dual Enrollment English Award. The young lady receiving the English Award this year is Ms. Maggie Baird. Maggie is an extremely talented young lady, and we're really excited to see what the future holds for her. And then I'm also presenting the Dual Enrollment English Award on behalf of Dr. Hedgepath. That is being presented to Mr. Nolan Bell. That I look for in my students that set them apart from their peers. Creativity, problem solving, self-control, responsibility, initiative. And so many of the seniors that I see out here tonight have several of those qualities. But the one that had all of those qualities and the highest grade overall in French is Haley Wagner. Thank you. Now for Spanish. Ms. Russell says, there are many seniors that could be deserving of this year's Spanish award, but there is one senior that stands out with his calm demeanor and understated sense of humor from the rest. He has an old soul with an air of maturity, patience, and a big heart that you don't see in many people. Besides being an outstanding human, I want him to be recognized for showing an amazing aptitude for being a language learner. I've always been impressed by his hunger to grasp more difficult language concepts and by how he readily uses new vocabulary with seemingly little effort. I hope that whatever he decides to do in life, he will continue to have a passion for and improve upon his Spanish language skills, as well as any other languages that might interest him. This year's Spanish award goes to Dylan Bryant. And unfortunately, Ms. Lewis could not be here tonight, so I'm presenting this on her behalf. The Outstanding Achievement Award in Mathematics is going to Nolan Bell.
Not be here tonight, so I will be presenting his science award, and this award goes to Nick Phillips. And Miss Clements is at a softball game tonight, and so I will be presenting her STEM award to Chase Prater.
Pleasure of having this student in my class, several times in the checkout lane at Ace Hardware, we have many debates about social studies things and items. And he almost won a couple of those. And that's Mr. Nolan Bell.
Carter Street. Okay, next I have my business marketing / DECA award / these two people do absolutely everything for me award. Also, I couldn't separate them because they don't separate, so Emma and Autumn.
known as HOMET, the state gets to make their mind if you change your name. So in my pathway, I have two pathways, human and social sciences and dietetics and nutrition. We have to take a test at the end. When the students take all my classes, they take a test, which is a cumulative test. So it's 3 years worth of learning that they have to remember to pass this test. If they pass the state test, they get a college credit and they also get industry certification. It's a very difficult test and it only has a 6% pass rate in the state. This senior class is the first class that I've had to pass this test. So some of them passed it last year as juniors and then I've had some more passes this year as seniors. So human and social sciences or ASCOLA. So the students get a second opportunity because it is so difficult, and I always encourage my students to take it again if they can for industry certification. With industry certification for human social sciences, Cassidy Taylor. Such a good class. So I told you I had another pathway, dietetics and nutrition. And again, never had a student pass that test, very difficult test. This year with passing with just awesome was Haley Wagner.
Program here at the high school. We have six classes that count toward the health science paths. We have intro to health science, medical therapeutics, anatomy and physiology, EMS, emergency medical services, one of the nutrition and science classes that Ms. Lawrence teaches, and the CNA class. The health science award goes to the student who has the highest overall average and who has taken at least four of those classes. This year, our Health Science Award winner has a 100 average in all four of those classes, Brian Scott.
Thank you.
time not letting her. She couldn't be here tonight, so I'll have given the year before. She sent me something to say, so I'm going to read it off my phone. Receiving the first ever yearbook award are Delaney Aycock and Emily House. These two ladies have demonstrated outstanding dedication to the yearbook staff. Not only have they designed pages, dropped in photos, typed in names, but they also represent over $10,000 in business ads. Their value to the yearbook staff is immeasurable, and their leadership will be sorely missed next year.
I'm Trevor Higgins, and I'm the Ag Mechanics Teacher and FFA Advisor here at this high school. The Ag Mechanics Award is presented to a senior who excelled both academically and in hands-on work in the shop. Their critical thinking skills, work ethic, and leadership all contribute to this award and will serve him well in his endeavors. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be here tonight, this particular student. If he's not at school, he's working, trying to make money. That's just how he is. But this year's Ag Mechanic Award goes to Zeke Carner.
Hi, on behalf of the Ag Department, I have the privilege of presenting our DCAB Award. This is given to a student who combines their academic records, their involvement in the agriculture industry, and their participation through the Woodbury FFA as well. This student not only keeps one of the highest grades in class, she has a supervised agriculture experience at Perfectly College, as well as being on both a state-winning nursery and landscape team, a state runner-up dairy evaluation team, as well as participating in multiple other CDE events. This award is presented to Ms. Chloe Thomas.
I'm one of the other ag teacher here at Cannon County High School. I teach agri-science in the greenhouse pathway. Tonight, I've got the honor of presenting the Ag Medal Award. This is given to a four-year member who shows the greatest combination of being passionate about agriculture, high academic record, leadership qualities within the chapter, and personal growth within the program. The recipient this year, he is currently serving as our chapter president. He has been on multiple state-winning contest teams in the FFA this year. He was high individual for meat evaluation. He won star placement for the state of Tennessee, and he also won the Animal Systems Agri-Science Fair. John Bernini is your Ag Medal Award.
Hi, Hi, I'm Renee House, and I'm a teacher in the Little Life Skills CDC classroom. 4 years ago, we had the honor to start a new diploma here at the school. It's across the state, and it's the alternate academic diploma. And I would like to call James Wheeler up to get the Life Skills Alternate Academic Award.
The first one is the Embark Scholarship from Olivia Sism. The second scholarship is the Ma'ole Embark Scholarship to Davey Taylor.
I'll be presenting the MTSU scholarships that have been reported. MTSU awards Jalen Fan $4,500 per year.
Scholarship, which is to MTSU. The 2022 scholarship award is not finalized, however, the amount, the base amount is $1,000, and additional amount will be forthcoming. The scholarship is part of the Jim and Hester Cummings Foundation and is awarded to a Cannon County High School graduate who's a resident of Cannon County based upon character, church activities, school activities, community activities, and scholastic achievement. Mr. Jim Cummings was affectionately known as a state legislator for over 40 years in Camden County, serving in the Tennessee House of Representatives and Speaker of the House and the Speaker of the Tennessee Senate. He served for 4 years as the Tennessee Secretary of State. When he was not as in the Tennessee General Assembly, Mr. Jim was an attorney here in Woodbury. He also had a dormitory named after him on the MTSU campus that was named in his honor. And the MTSU Foundation is a part of this, a part of his bequest. He is 20% is given to scholars. We have six scholarships to award tonight. We would, when I announce your names, we'll come to stand here and we will honor you. First scholarship tonight for the James H. and Hester Cummings Scholarship Award goes to Kerrigan Grace Sims. James H. Hester Cummings Scholarship, goes to Karen Viola Lopez Larazo. Our third scholarship tonight goes to Malia Arcism from the Jim and Hester Cummings Scholarship. Scholarship tonight goes to Cooper Anthony Newman. fifth scholarship goes to Emily Page House. The final scholarship tonight of the James H. Hester Cummings Scholarship goes to Mr. Walker Gus Davenport.
Give her all these honorees with a nice round of applause.
We have several students that will be attending Tennessee Tech in the fall. It's my honor to recognize them with their following scholarships. Our first student is Alexa Sarza. Alexa is receiving a Dublin Opportunity Grant for 750 first semester. Our next student is also receiving the Dublin Opportunity Grant as well as the Sally Crane Yeager Endowment. And those are worth $1,500 per year, and that is the same for games. All right, our next three students, they are receiving the Presidential Scholarship, and those are worth $3,000 per year. That's Ms. Natalie Piazzi. Nick Phillips. And also Mr. Jordan Simmons. We have one other scholarship. First student in Tennessee Tech in the fall is also a Presidential Scholarship. And this student is receiving $4,000 per year, and that's Mr. Gary Goff.
The students wrote an essay to say why they thought they deserved this scholarship, and it's a $1,000 scholarship. And so the recipient of this award, he exhibits leadership abilities, and we hope to he'll be a big success to be a future leader. It goes to Nolan Bale.
Is presented tonight to a young lady that her peers voted for, and a Lion member, Barbara Parker, looked at achievement, her community service, and her dedication to the Lioness Club. At this time, I'd like to present a $300 scholarship to Emily House.
My name is Stacey Gannon, and I am a board member of Candy County Youth Dreams. And tonight I'm here to present the two scholarship winners for the 2022 senior class. Candy County Youth Dream focuses mostly on service as well as a well-rounded student in the classroom. Our two scholarship winners tonight are Caitlin Crook. And Kylie Hughes.
Hi, I'm Janine Melton. I'm the branch manager at Capstar Bank, and I'm here to award the Jimmy Brandon Memorial Scholarship. We started giving this scholarship in 2005 after Jimmy's sudden death in his honor because he loved Cannon County students and he loved everything about Cannon County. So it's my pleasure tonight to present this scholarship in memory of Jimmy to a young lady that she plans on attending MTSU and pursuing a degree in animal science. So tonight I'm a recipient of the Capstar Jimmy Brandon Memorial Scholarship is Miss Chloe Thomas.
Each year, the family of Clayton Glenn presents a scholarship in his honor to a student planning on pursuing a career in agriculture. This year, the student that they have selected will receive $500, and that young man is John Neely.
Woodbury Education Foundation, better known as Bryant Myers Scholarship. Just a few words about Bryant Myers. The Scholarship Foundation was established with assets remaining in the Woodbury Baptist Association, a nonprofit corporation involved in the closure of the Good Samaritan Hospital, which operated in Woodbury for over 35 years. It is now the current location of the Central Office of the Board of Education. The Woodbury Education Foundation is a chartered state of Tennessee and is qualified with the IRS as a tax-exempt private foundation. It's governed by a board of directors. And they are as follows: Richie Hunter, president; Greg Rogers, who is with me tonight, is vice president; Glenda Hunter, secretary treasurer; Grady Reed; Arma Smithson; Mark Vance; Bonnie Patterson; and the recently deceased Mr. Joe Daniel Davenport, sorter down the board, was one of the original members that began in 1982. Joe Daniel has been replaced by the board by Ms. June Fan, and she is a newest addition to the board, and we're looking forward for a big thank you, June. Since 1950, Dr. William A. Bryant and Dr. Russell Myers have made great contributions to Cannon County, and they continue to do so today through these scholarships. The criteria and application for our scholarships may be attained from Ms. Casey McGee and Ms. June Fan's office at the high school, and they can answer any questions about anything about the scholarship as well as the criteria. An applicant can receive the Hope of the Tennessee Promise and still receive our scholarship. All applications are due back April 15th and must have an acceptance letter from the school of their choice. We have three levels of scholarships. A $2,000 1 year for 4 years to a four-year college, $1,000 a year to a two-year community college, and a $500 for 1 year to a tech or vocational school. Since 1982, the Woodbury Education Foundation has contributed over $1.1 million to Cannon County students. to further their education. And moms and dads here tonight, and you juniors that are here tonight, you have to have an application to get one of the scholarships. It's our pleasure to present 2022 recipients with their scholarships. Our Vice President, Mr. Greg Rogers, will call out the names. And you'll form a line across here. We'd like to get a picture of your smiling faces, okay? So, Greg, I'll turn this over to you.
Thank you, Richie. A total of 11 scholarships to give away tonight. I don't know if Richie mentioned that or not, but those 11 scholarships total $12,000. I do want to encourage everyone that to apply for this scholarship. Everybody who applied for this scholarship this year and qualified under our criteria received the scholarship. So the odds are good. You just have to apply. Our first $2,000 scholarship goes to Ms. Chloe Thomas. Second $2,000 scholarship goes to Mr. Gus Davenport. The next seven scholarships are for $1,000 each. The first one goes to Kaylee Armstrong. Ms. Emma Haley. Ms. Samantha Swope. Ms. Daisy Taylor. Ms. Autumn Barrett. Ms. Malaya Sism. Her final $1,000 scholarship goes to Delaney Adcock. First of two $500 scholarships, first of two $500 scholarships goes to Mr. Johnny Perkins. Our final $500 scholarship goes to Mr. Lucas Estes. Congratulations to all the recipients, and congratulations to the class of 2022.
Graduating senior to assist them in pursuing their career aspirations. The winner of the scholarship is Mr. Jordan Timmons. He's playing in a district tournament baseball game, so we'll make sure Jordan receives the scholarship.
The Middle Tennessee Association of Realtors scholarship in the amount of $1,000 is presented to Autumn Bear. In the amount of $1,000 is presented to Kyle Hughes.
Stephen Pate. This is my wife, Betty Pate, sitting behind me to my left. Betty and I decided this year that based upon Betty being a graduate of Woodland Elementary School and the old Cannon County High School in 68, our children, Stephanie and Michael Pate, likewise being graduates of Woodland Elementary and this, the newer Cannon County High School, that we should establish a scholarship for a worthy student graduating from this class. We feel that's the least we could do to return the educational benefits provided to both my wife and my children. So upon the recommendation of the faculty and teachers here, this is a $5,000 scholarship to Mrs. Amber Yancey.
$500 scholarship tonight, but there were so many applications and they were so good. I basically shut my office down for half a day with applications, so we've actually added a second scholarship this year. But the first goes to a very deserving senior. First goes to Ms. Jalen Payne. Second, the Hester 10 Penny Scholarship goes to Mr. Johnny Pearl.
Scholarship in the amount of $1,500. Each year, this scholarship is funded by myself along with the Shelter Foundation, which does the same thing across the nation for hundreds of communities. Shelter Insurance was founded in 1946 in Columbia, Missouri. I myself have been an agent for 18 years in Murfreesboro, and we've had an office in Woodbury for the past 2 years on Main Street right across from the courthouse. I myself am a 1998 graduate. I'm going to age myself a little bit. 1998 graduate of Coffee County High School, our neighboring county, where Coach Fan, I had her in class when I was a sophomore in high school. So I've known her for a long time. And when my office had a chance to expand, Woodbury was a natural place that we wanted to kind of come to. On the side, I want to challenge you guys, seniors. On the side, I actually coach football. I taught school for 2 years, but I coach football at PCA. We had to start a pre-spring back practice today. And our three pillars of what we do at our school, I think, applies to all of you guys. And anything that you approach, if you'll approach these three things, if you'll show up on time, if you'll do the right thing, and always do your job the best you can do, I think you'll succeed in whatever that may be. And on that second part, if there's a question if it's a right thing or not, probably the answer is maybe not. So seek help from somebody that maybe has been there before in front of you. So proud to present this winner. A few of her activities was she's actively involved in the church. She's a member of Beta, COSA, and DECA. She's a member of the National Honor Society, and she enjoys playing tennis and volleyball. She plans on going to Tennessee Tech and majoring in nursing. Our $1,500 winner is Ms. Caitlin Crook.
Director of Kenny County Schools to be on a committee that honors a longtime educator of Kenny County. That educator is Miss Annie Cox. Miss Annie Cox taught for 60 years in Kenny County Schools. She could have retired two times, but she kept on going. In fact, we miss Miss Cox. In fact, it's hard for me as one of her colleagues to realize that Miss Annie died in 2009. We've been doing this 12 years, and honoring her and honoring her commitment to the youth of Cannon County. The Annie Cox Memorial Scholarship Committee is awarding two scholarships of $250 apiece. And you can help us with any fundraising efforts to get that scholarship up more. Because this goes to an individual that is an elementary educator who wants to work in our elementary schools here in Cannon County. And it honors Ms. Cox's love of education, her love of children, character, capability, and need. The first recipient, and I'd ask her to come up tonight, is Ms. Emily Page House. Emily, just come up. Emily, your application stated, it states that Ms. Cox said, "I love to see children learn. I just love it and want to make a difference in the life of a child." The committee believes that you will personify this belief. And as you stated in your essay, "I chose education because growing up I saw how some students were treated differently by each other and some teachers. However, I also saw those teachers, like Ms. Cox, that were kind and had open arms to those children. And I knew that elementary education was for me." Emily, congratulations. Will you please stand there? Our second recipient tonight also wants to go into education, particularly elementary education. And that person stated in his essay, "The goal that I acquire the most would be to become a head basketball coach, to teach young athletes the sport that I have loved since I was a boy. The idea of becoming a future physical education teacher, as well as a coach, was brought to me by one of my former coaches at Westside Elementary School, Mr. Roger Haley. And just for your knowledge, Mr. Haley's mentor and close beloved friend was Smith Annie Cox, who taught him many life lessons in coaching." The award winner is Mr. Gus Davenport. The committee believes that you are the individuals to carry on the path that Ms. Cox plays in her 60-plus year teaching career. And we say to you tonight, may her spirit guide you in your college days ahead and return to Cannon County like her, a caring, beloved, educator, and, as Ms. Cox used to say, a ray of sunshine. Congratulations again.
Sponsors here at Cannon County High School, and on behalf of my fellow sponsors, Ms. Rhonda Sims and Ms. Wilma Lewis, who is not present with us tonight, I'm pleased to present our Baby Club Scholarship this year that for the first time that we could recollect, and for Ms. Lewis, that was 45 years of recollection, we have split between two people who are both very deserving. When we look at the Baby Club Scholarship, we're looking for folks who have been members all 4 years of high school, and most have been members throughout their elementary school time as well, who have attended every national convention and exemplify the precepts of the Baby Club pillars of leadership, service, and scholarship. Our two winners tonight certainly do that. They have both been a tremendous impact to our Baby Club here at Cannon County High School. They've attended each and every state convention and national convention since they've been in high school, since they've been in elementary school. One of the winners has attended every one that I know of, at least since she was 3 years old, as we've attended 15 of them together. They have participated in our group talent every year. They have participated in campaign skits. They have completed all of their required service hours every year, and it went above and beyond to represent our club and serve our club wherever the need has demanded. And so I'm proud on behalf, again, of Ms. Sims and Ms. Lewis to present our Baby Club Scholarship this year to Ms. Amber Yancey and Ms. Kerrigan Sims.
The next two scholarships scholarship that I'll be presenting on behalf of Dr. Annie Reed. The first one is the Kyle Todd Memorial Scholarship, and there are two award winners this evening for the Kyle Todd Memorial Scholarship. The first award is an amount of $500, and that is Ms. Kerrigan Sands. The last scholarship on behalf of Dr. Annie Reed is the Nipsey Bush Circle Scholarship. This award is in the amount of $1,000, and tonight that is presented to Ms. Kylie Hees.
Dr. Marsha Melton, I'm the Supervisor of Instruction for the Canyon County School District. I'm here with my husband, Gerald Melton, who's the Public Defender for Canyon and Rutherford County. And first of all, I would like to say, on behalf of the Canyon County School District, thank you. Thank you to the families that are here, that you have trusted our school system to educate your student, and all of our colleagues here that think education is so important to our students, that they're willing to support different scholarships. Gerald and I both are products of the Canyon County school system, and we wanted to give back to our community also. Specifically, we wanted to give back to a student who wanted to become part of education. We believe that teachers are the backbone of our school system, and we want to support them in their endeavors. So today we are honored to give our scholarship to somebody that I only knew their first name, even though I've seen them grow up most of their life, to Walker Gus Davenport.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight to present this new scholarship. It's been an exciting night. My wife, Ramona, loved watching my son, our son, play football from the fourth grade through high school all the way through college. She was usually by my side at the fence or on the sidelines. She would cheer out to Jay and the other players, "Hit somebody!" This scholarship is eligible for all the senior football players, managers, film crew, anyone that's on the field with the team throughout the year. Jay and I wanted to honor her by creating a scholarship in her memory. It is a pleasure to present the first annual Ramona Atkins Memorial Hit Somebody $1,000 scholarship to Mr. Nick Phillips. Thank you.
name is Elaine Hughes. I graduated here. I now live in Franklin County. In 2015, we lost our youngest granddaughter. We started a scholarship fund in her memory for $500. So, Hilma Grace, would you come up?
Tonight, I'm awarding two different awards, the Water Nation Technical Skills Grant and the Hope Scholarship. Before I do announce those awards, I do want to know and recognize those students who have completed part of the process for the Tennessee Promise process. So seniors, if you have completed the Tennessee Promise application and submitted your FAFSA by the deadline and watched the mandatory meeting, would you please stand? To a community college or TCAT, but they have gone through most of the steps. They just have to do the 8 hours of community service and so do it to submit it by the deadline. Just questions. How many of you have already done the community service? Stand up again. So these students who have actually done the community service are now Tennessee Promise eligible. So now they have that in their back pocket to where if they do decide to go to community college or TCAT, their tuition is covered. If they decide not to, no harm, no foul. It's all good. Now, the next group of students I will be recognizing, and I might need to get to Mr. Nichols, because I'm about to call a bunch of people. So the next group of students I will be calling are the Wilder Nathan Technical Skills, Wilder Nathan Technical Skills Grant students. These students have indicated in their TSAC student portal that they're attending a TCAT in the fall. Now, if that is incorrect, just go back on your TSAC student portal and fix it. Just go to whatever school you want to go to or you need questions to ask me later. So here we go. Hayden Arnold. Parker Cawthorn. Walter Cawthorn. Jacob Todd. I'm rapid fire, so I'm just going. Morgan Keller. Nola McLaurin, if I said that right. Abigail Mayer. Zachary Martin. Hayden Catino. Johnny Fertle. Caitlin Prater. Emma Richardson. Candy Sellers. Sheridan Sims. Darlin Taylor. Jerica Taylor. And Haley Wagner. round of applause. Those students will receive $2,000 per year to attend the TCAT of their choice. The next group of students are the Hope Scholarship recipients. These students have qualified for the Hope Scholarship based upon their ACT score. These are the ones I'm only calling them based upon their ACT score. Now, with the Hope Scholarship, you can qualify through ACT score or GPA, 21 ACT score or higher, or 3.0 GPA. The 3.0 GPA has not been verified yet. Therefore, I cannot announce those winners as of today. So the first one, Hugh Alexander. Side note, I have their, if they go by nickname, I have their official name. That's Maggie Bear. Nolan Bell. Jefferson Campbell. Carter Cawthorn, Jalen Pan, Delvin Cole, Alexis Garza, Garrett Gulp, Rebecca Green, Emma Haley, Natalie Heisey, Kylie Hughes, Wesley Patton, Nicholas Phillips, Ryan Scott, Malia Sissom, Jamie Smith-Smith, Cassidy Taylor, Daisy Taylor, Chloe Thomas, Jordan Timmons, Jacob Trammell, Raven Berkey, and Amber Yancey. Now, these students have received or been awarded the Hope Scholarship and decided to go to any community college or four-year public or private institution. Now, you've heard in the news that there has been an increase in our Hope Scholarship awards. For your freshman and sophomore year, no longer $3,500, it's $4,200 a year. For your junior senior year, it's no longer $4,500 a year, it's $5,700 a year.
There's a few other scholarships this evening that I will be presenting from various universities that I have learned about and students have reported to me. So we want to make sure they get recognized. Our first student is planning on attending the University of Tennessee at Martin. And this student has been awarded the Excellent Academic Scholarship that is valued at $4,000 over 4 years. And that's Mr. Devlin Bowles. Our next individual is planning to attend Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in the fall. This student will be receiving the Presidential Scholarship, and that is Mr. Nolan Bell. We also have a student that plans to attend the University of Tennessee at Knoxville.
This young lady has received the Distinguished Tennessean Scholarship, and it is 4 years paid tuition, and that's Mr. Beckham Green. We also have an individual that has received several different scholarships coming from the Institute of Agriculture, the Tennessee FFA Foundation. Some of those are with the livestock and equine programs or the 4-H project competitions. This student has also been awarded the state FFA star, and scholarship money totals in the amount of $6,500, and that's Mr. John Neal. Another one of our students will be receiving the Amazon Employee Scholarship. This student works full-time on Amazon while being a full-time student. This young man will receive $5,000 per year while being a full-time student and employee with Amazon. And this is Mr. Cooper Newman. The first one is for Mr. Braxton Alexander. He is actually playing baseball tonight, but he will be attending Volunteer State Community College in the fall, and he is receiving 2 years paid tuition through his baseball scholarship. Our next scholarship is for a young lady that plans to attend Pre-Hartman University. She'll be attending there and receiving a cross-country track merit scholarship. It's in the amount of $17,665, and that's Ms. Kylie Hughes.
Madeline with Mall of State. Again, these following students have earned 12 plus rate hours from Mall of State. As I call you, you'll hold your calls till the end. I don't know how to help y'all hear the names. As I call your names, you'll just have to get your court instead of hearing how your photo wave. Haley Armstrong. Autumn Merritt. Nolan Mills. Jefferson Campbell. Caitlin Brooks, Lily Ellis, Jalen Mann, Alexia Garza, Rebecca Green, Natalie Heisey, Stacey Hole, Emily House, Callie Hughes, Karen Lopez, Nicholas Phillips, Chase Schrader,
Ryan Scott, Karen Sims, Malia Sism, Samantha Sloan, Chloe Thomas, Matea Thomas, Jordan Simmons, Lillian Todd, and Amber Yancey.
Department, I will be recognizing the students who accepted, who completed the requirements to fulfill the CNA certifications through our fourth level health science classes. Will the following students come forward? Kerrigan Sims. Dylan Morris. And Emma Richardson. Present the Lioness Chords to Emily House, Kylie Hughes, Samantha Sloan, and Maddie Thomas.
Chip Award is presented to Chloe Thomas. The Boys Citizenship Award is being presented to Nolan Bale.
Christine Barrett would like me to recognize the American Legion recipients will be honored or selected on the first weekend in June. And so she just wanted me to let everyone know that. So the first weekend of June, she will let those recipients be selected and she will notify you. Smith Funeral Home sponsors the Four Square Award. This is the longest running award presented to a student within Kane County School System. I'd like to give a brief history. Stan Smith, who was Bill Smith's father, Steve and Mike Smith's grandfather, developed the idea of the Four Square Award in the early days of Kane County Schools. In 1927, Stan Smith, who served as superintendent of schools and school board member for Kane County, decided to recognize a student that exhibited the four qualities or SHIPs as they have been described. These are leadership, citizenship, scholarship, and sportsmanship. These SHIPs would carry them far in life if used properly. Mr. Barney Bragg was the first recipient of this award. Mr. Stan Smith was very interested in promoting positive thinking and actions. He realized that a student with such qualities could achieve anything and make the community and country a better place. In honor and memory of the family of Stan Smith, Bill Smith, Mike Smith, and on behalf of Smith's Funeral Home, we are honored to present the Four Square Award to Ms. Jalen Fan. Attending the class of 2022 awards program tonight. Once again, as it was said earlier by Dr. Melton, thank you to all of you who have sponsored our students and have given time to recognize our students tonight. Also, I want to say to you parents, thank you for believing in Kane County Schools and thank you for believing in Kane County High School. It's been an honor to have your students at our school. And I know that they're going to go and do great things. With that, you're more than welcome to stay and enjoy some refreshments tonight. And thanks again for attending our program.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I believe we go to the blue one of the Motto Boards. Gus Davenport.
Once again, I would like to say thank you for attending and have a good night and drive safe as you go home.
Them at this time for what they have earned. Braxton Alexander.
Braxton has earned the Hope Scholarship and a baseball scholarship to Volunteer State Community College. Scholarship in the amount of $1,000.